This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
And your love.
For all of your eye care needs, see Dr. Michael Jones, Quantum Vision Centers, 866-260-EYES. Dr. Jones, longtime friend of the show, practices complete eye care in the metro area. From routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery, he can get it done for you. He can get that LASIK surgery done in about 12 seconds. 866-260-EYES, 866-260-EYES. Tell them that I sent you.
Now, hold on. I need to get a clarification on this. From the 417, the Z-Man at Joe's is the best barbecue sandwich one could ever have. That's not named after. Remember the old Z-Man?
Oh, the AM radio talk show host?
For a time was in Kansas City. Is that who it's named after?
Well, we had Joe Zidlow, who was called himself the Z-Man. He's now in PR locally. But then there was another Z-Man.
On 1380.
Or 920?
Kind of a character.
Yeah, both. Had a long beard, always wore suspenders.
Yes.
I know he was in Kansas City for a while and was, I think, pretty popular there.
So you're saying he may have a sandwich named after him?
I hope so.
What's the restaurant?
Oklahoma Joe's.
Well, we can probably get on there. Let's get on their website and see if the Z-Man special.
You'd think with all the legendary chiefs and some great royals that they would name it after an AM talk show host.
How about you, Frank? Is there a sandwich out there? LeGrand's has all the sports names. Like there's the Edmonds, which is got it's not a hot dog, but it's kind of a little bit of flair. They've got all the sandwiches at LeGrand's named after sports people. There could be a Coos sandwich.
There was one in Belleville. They called it the Italian Stallion, but I actually never went there. But Joe Young said they named it after you, so I have no idea. Probably wasn't. I've been to Joe's before, by the way, and Arthur Bryant is certainly up there. Gates is a good one. But the one that I like the best in Kansas City is Jack Stack Barbecue. It is really, just it's out of sight.
Are any of them fancy? Or are they all sort of the same vibe?
Well, Gates and Arthur Bryant's are kind of more, you almost say like divish, and they're really good. But Jack Stack's is a little more upscale. I'm not saying it's elegant, but it's a little classier, a little newer and stuff. So
Z-Man is named after Mike Zarek, who was the sports talk radio host at 1380, formerly in Kansas City.
Got his own sandwich.
That's hilarious.
Frank, what do you aspire to in your career at this point? Yeah. Well, I'd really like to get a sandwich.
Yeah.
You mean named after you? No, I'd just like somebody to give me a sandwich.
That's a great Curb Your Enthusiasm episode where Larry David wants a sandwich named after him, and it's like the worst sandwich imaginable.
Our most famous sandwich at Kimmel's for lunch when we were open for lunch was the George Silvey sandwich named after the Cardinal scout who lived till he was 100, and almost every Cardinal player for like 60 years was signed by George Silvey. But he would come in there and he'd tell my dad, Frankie, give me the roast beef on the cheese bread. So we just put really nice roast beef on our cheese bread sandwich and became the George Silvey, or as Tom Stasiak likes to call it, the George Selvey sandwich. So.
All right, Frank, before we wrap up this hour, can I nominate somebody as the worst person in the world? Wasn't that an Olbermann? That was an Olbermann deal.
Yes.
Every day he would on MSNBC announce the world's worst person. The Michigan State interim president is named John Engler. He says Larry Nassar's victims are having a blast right now in the spotlight.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
You all know the story. Larry Nassar, the doctor.
Former interim president, I think now should be the new title.
150 women, right?
Sexually assaulted, abused all these women. He was a doctor. He was a predator. John Engler, Michigan State's interim president, who last year falsely claimed that a Larry Nassar victim got kickbacks from lawyers for encouraging other women to speak up, has now said the women that are assaulted are enjoying the spotlight. You got people, they're hanging on this, and this has been. There are a lot of people who are touched by this. First of all, don't say that.
Yeah.
Survivors who haven't been in the spotlight, he told the Detroit News. In some ways, they've been able to deal with this better than the ones who've been in the spotlight who are still enjoying their moment. At times, you know, the awards and the recognition.
The awards and recognition?
I don't know who's getting awards and recognition.
And he is currently employed as the assistant?
This is the interim president of Michigan State. Just wait for it. Maybe about an hour, 2 hours. Deadspin wrote about it. And apparently it was in the Detroit News as part of a bigger piece about what the payouts would be, how much money it was costing Michigan State. The remark was buried at the end of the story about allocating funds to help Nassar's victims seek counseling. At issue, the story said, was whether the money would be available to all victims or only victims who were not part of the university's $500 million settlement, requiring Michigan State to pay $425 million because there are 332 claims. The Detroit Times highlighted the comments today on Tuesday, noting that when he was the governor, so this is the former governor of Michigan, Engler fought hard against a lawsuit brought by dozens of female inmates who had been raped by state corrections officers. Despite Engler's efforts then, it ended in what at the time was the largest payout in state history. So I don't think this guy is in the right position here. And if you're making those comments,
wow,
you're probably, as Brian stated, soon to be the...
Is this guy married? Like, has daughters?
Right.
Like, I mean, how...
Enjoying the spotlight? People that are sexual assault victims.
And $450 million is a slap in the wrist, like, as far as it should have been higher, and there should have been more penalties for the university, too.
The chairwoman of their board of trustees distanced the board from Engler's statement in a statement. His remarks were ill-advised, not helpful to the healing process, to the survivors, or to the university. Yeah, that tells you he's ill-equipped. That's a giant university. Like, it's already bad enough, everything that happened. You don't need this bozo making it worse. I'm nominating him at 11:56 as the worst person in the world as of this moment.
You know, I have a take on the Nassar thing. Is I can't believe that somebody, one of the victim's boyfriends or fathers or grandfathers, didn't go all Ray Donovan on him or, you know, Liam Neeson on him. I can't believe, because this has been out there for so long. And I know he's been behind bars.
There
behind
was
bars.
One, one father dad, in he, court,
and
I think,
he got
made
arrested?
A move at him, got arrested. I think they dropped all the charges.
They
I
had
think
to restrain judge, him.
They restrained him and put him in cuffs, yeah.
Couldn't there have been one time where a father cleverly plots it out where he knows he's... Because the justice is really fine. I'm glad they go through the courts, but... If that's your flesh and blood and you know what happened to your baby girl, I cannot believe at least not one of these fathers or boyfriends something went after him physically.
Yeah, and this isn't just because Frank was raised on Charles Bronson and Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
I understand that sentiment 1,000%. And that dad, remember, in the courtroom, every one of us said they better let him out of jail.
You they did, yeah.
I know you have to have laws and...
All charges were dropped, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You have to have a civilized society, but every person can relate to that dad. And then this idiot, to make any comment, to make light, how can you be in a position where you're the head of Michigan State and you could be that stupid?
I think his past really shows that.
He doesn't get it.
He just doesn't understand. He just doesn't get it. Just doesn't understand.
Boy, that is amazing.
On a related note, let me know when Monique's out of town. Frank and I will be going to see the latest Liam Neeson vehicle.
Did we determine when that started the show?
He's driving a snowplow. He's getting vengeance. What could be better
There's
than that?
There's no way that you could watch that and not be entertained for 2 hours, right?
And you know,
even though we know it's going
to
happen.
It's similar to the Bruce Willis movies where he's not the best at it, but those one-liners, those camera yeah. zooms in on his face. And then says that famous one line. Bruce Willis is famous for it.
Arnold Man, became famous for those.
Great for
it. I'll be back. It's not a tumor. He always had.
Get to the choppa.
Get the choppa. He always had one line.
What do you have coming up in the 12 o'clock hour?
6-2 Blue, I believe, in the house. What a great time for Andy Strickland peacocking around about the two red hot goalies.
Peacocking around.
David Perron, as
Blue's
he predicted.
Blue just lost last night. He's peacocking around.
This is as good as it gets. They got a point last night. Yeah, Strick is in the house. Chuck Marlowe, coveted hour here. Oh, by the way, Jim Haslett will join us Friday at 11:30. Former Saints head coach, part of the program on Friday. Midday Grind coming up next here on 590 The Fan.